Hi again, everybody. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank is the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. The Indians, for the second night in a row, double figures, lots of extra base hits. And how about you equal a club record that was set 99 years ago? Have you ever had a team steal eight bases before?
You know, Hammy, I think I've had it against, which isn't fun. And again, I know those nights are few and far in between. But what I was really happy about was not the volume, but I thought our guys were really intelligent. They weren't just running at, you know, at crazy times. They did a really good job because they were trying to stop. You could tell, trying to stop us, and our guys did a good job. Because you can get where everybody starts running and you're running outs, and that's no good. But I thought we did a really good job of pressuring, you know, a young pitcher and forcing him into maybe hopefully the game was speeding up a little bit, and it helped us win.
The stolen bases are one thing, Tito, but all year long, the one stat that there is no stat for, how you go first to third, how you score from second base, how your guys busted out of the batter's box thinking extra base hit all the time. How do you ingrain this in a club? How do you make a team a good base running team?
You know, Hammy, that's a really good question. And we've talked about it from time to time. We have talked about it since day one this spring. But it's not the first time. I mean, I've had teams, teams where you talk about it just as much, but they're just not as good. There's a couple things. One, I mean, it certainly helps to have speed. But then again, you know, when you look at like Mike Napoli, who might be one of our best base runners, and he's not the fastest by any means, it's more the right guys. And I think what happens is they start to understand that how important it is. And then once they start doing it, I think they start taking a certain pride in it. And then even when they're tired, they beat up, they still do it. And then you gain even more satisfaction from knowing that, man, I did this. And it's now become kind of team-wide. And like I said, I think they take a lot of pride in it.
Boy, and Terry, when we talk to other people from other teams, whoever the Indians are playing, that's one of the things that they bring up. And all of a sudden, you have a reputation now as an aggressive team. And that's part of that personality we always talk about, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a good thing. Because I've always believed that the way you run the bases kind of not dictates, but is the way you go about the game. The same guys that busted down line, that's the same guy that's going to back up third. Or, you know, that it just kind of falls hand in hand. And, you know, the guys like our speed guys, Rajay this year, he's 35 years old. I haven't seen him run to first without busting it all year. Kip is the best probably I've ever seen. You know, Kip goes down the line like his pants are on fire. And I love that. There's times when guys, you know, don't. It doesn't mean they're lazy. It's just, you know, there's a lot of frustration that sets in this game. I think our guys have done a good job of getting past that and still being a base runner because, you know, I mean, we all know it. When you leave the batter's box, the game's just starting. But for some guys, they care about the batter's box so much that you forget about the rest of the game.
Well, what about Michael Brantley? Anything new on Michael, Tito?
What we can say today is he is going to have a surgery. It's going to be next Monday. Other than that, we're still trying to get everything in order, exactly what they're going to do, how they're going to do it. And rather than, you know, we'll put out something in tomorrow, the next day, that'll explain everything, and it'll be much more clear about exactly what's going to happen.
Is his season over?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, again, yeah, that's a kind of a given. But now it'll give him another goal of getting ready. And I know, because I know, you know, we were talking yesterday, he's had a long year. For a guy that doesn't have very many at-bats, he has had a really long year. So now hopefully he can take a deep breath, get this done, because then he's got a lot of work ahead of him, and he knows that.
Tito, you mentioned yesterday you expect Mike Clevinger to be much better tonight than what you have seen previously. How come?
Well, one, I probably always feel that way. But I know Mickey, you know, every time a guy throws, you know, I'm always checking with Mick how it goes and everything. And they had a real good side session. Now, that's not the game. But with young pitchers, every time they pick up a ball, you're hoping that they learn something, get better. And I think Clev is the more time he spends with Mickey, with Jason, around our pitchers, he takes more in because his stuff is really good. As he puts it together, that's when you're going to start to see this thing get fun.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Angels next on the Indians